Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
She's free. Y'all to see her. She looks free.
I am free. Thank God. Welcome, welcome.
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 To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today is a wonderful day. I thank God because, as we know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Not you, not me, not one man, but this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen. Count it all joy to be able to see a brand new day and to live in it free.
Amen, amen. I always like to give a little testimony. I think that's something new that we should start doing if we have a testimony. I think every day is a testimony to be here, you know, to have an opportunity to have life and breath. Not just that alone, but good health and strength. I mean, that is priceless.
Amen, amen. Just to be able to live a life knowing that where you've been and where you're at right now, count it all joy.
Hi, Joel. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. I do want to remind everyone that we do have Bible study on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Oh, my, the Bible study was so great tonight.
So we're here every Wednesday night, though. Me and my husband, we have Bible study every night. But we have Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. We want to make sure that you all are able to call in to our conference line so that you can be able to get in on our Bible study. And if there's something that you're wanting to study with us, please let us know. That number is 978-990-5417, and the access code is 434-1580 pound. Again, that number is 978-990-5417. Access code is 434-1580 pound. And we're going to open up a prayer line so people can actually call as well. where we'll be able to pray for them. We do have a family prayer line that we do on Saturday for our family. And so we definitely want to open it up to you all as well.
Everybody is invited, family, our friend. Everyone is invited to be on the prayer line at 7 p.m.
Well, that's a little bit different. We're going to open up one that's going to be like 4.
Are we doing a different?
Yeah, that's an addition to it. So anyone that wants to participate, as we'll let you all know.
All right, y'all, I'm getting information.
Right now, I'm sorry.
Now,
I'm just being led.
Okay, my wife is being led right now.
Well, that's how I do it, right?
Amen, amen.
Today we're talking right here on the show.
In the Potter's House. My Lord, my God, in the Potter's House.
That's the show. Let's get into it. Again, I'm Tawanika Manning. God bless you, honey. Let's talk about it. In the Potter's House. So this show is to help bring us to a place with God to be fixed for it is He that created us, or in all, God is in us all. He created us all, and He's in us all. And so we just thank God for the opportunity to be here today. The Bible says in Jeremiah 18, we're going to go to Jeremiah 18, you all, if you can go with me here, as we're talking about in the potter's house, and what does it mean to be in the potter's house, and as far as us being the clay and God being the potter. So we will give you the Bible says in Jeremiah 18, this is the message that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house. I will give you my message there. We will gain knowledge and understanding of what the word of God is saying so that we can be helped. For God is the potter and we are the clay. So understanding the function of the potter and the function of the clay. So the image of the potter and the clay shows up so frequently in Scripture beginning in Genesis 2 and 7. So where God formed men of clay, we are in a literal sense pottery. So God physically shaped Adam from the clay of the earth and breathed life into him. We are all humans, a word that is akin to humus, meaning earth or clay. So the Apostle Paul referred to our bodies as jars of clay. And we see this in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. If you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we are talking about in the potter's house. What happens when you're in the potter's house, and why God is calling us in to come back into the potter's house to be placed back on the wheel. He's calling us to repent. But we look at 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, you all. I'll give you time to get this, because 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 reads, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the essence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always caring about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. But we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And we look at these scriptures here, and that's 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 through 12. 7 through 12. So the supremely valuable message of the salvation in Jesus Christ has been entrusted by God to frail and fragile human beings, which we are, which is earthen vessels. So Paul focuses, however, was not as the perishable container, but on its priceless contents, God's power dwelling in us. So though we are weak, God uses us to spread his good news, and he gives us power to do his work, knowing that the power is he is not ours to keep us from pride and motivate us to keep daily contact with God, our power source. Our responsibility is to let people see God through us. So when we're talking about being in the potter's house and coming back repenting, to go back to God so God can fix that agenda and empower you to keep on and keep pressing toward the mark. So understand it's not us that we that made ourselves, but it's God that is the potter and we are the clay, for he has formed us. When we look in the Bible, and I'm getting over there to you, Pastor, here, in Isaiah 29:16, it says that surely you have things turned around, shall the potter be esteemed as the clay, for shall the thing made say of him who made it, he did not make me, or shall the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding. Meaning, how can you say to God that has created you, the question that has created you, when he is the creator and you are just the clay? So whatever you're needing from him, because he created you, he know all that you need and all that you lack, and that you lack, he can add to, he can fix that is broken in you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know what? You said God can fix that what is broken in you. Now, I want to tell a little story about what happened to me just just last night. Well, actually, it was early this morning, about 12 a.m. About 12 a.m. this morning, I've dedicated my 12 a.m. to making sure that I'm in prayer. So that was just something that was just on my heart to do that, you know, just dedicate 12 a.m. Now, I'm not saying that's for anybody else, but that's just for me. And I found out that, you know, doing what God tells you to do, you know, hearing the word from God, you know, I heard that, you know, in my heart, so I decided to do that. So I'm sitting here, and I was just sitting down, you know, in a position, and, you know, the Holy Spirit was just ministering to me. You know, I can hear certain things. It was scriptures that was coming up, but that was one of the things that a scripture that I read, what it said was that, you know, I'm here to mend the pieces back together, to put you back together. I'm doing a new thing in you, and because, you know, I'm doing a new thing in you, that you would be better than what you ever had been before. Now, the topic of tonight is being in the potter's house. So now, there are a lot of things that we as people have grown up just tolerating, those things that we have grown up and we just, either we're doing these things or these things are doing it to us that cause us to be broken. Now, these broken pieces, this is the place where you need to be, is in the potter's house. You know, a vessel, that is something that a potter, he's somebody that takes clay, like dirt and water, and makes clay, and then he put it on this little wheel, and he forms it to a shape. That's the same way what God does us. You know, when you're broken, you know, the only way that you can be put back together is by the one that created you. The one that created you is the one that would mend the broken pieces. And that was something that I had to realize. You know, it's a lot of things that, you know, that that we be hurting about, and we be trying to figure these things out, or we'll go back to the person or the place on where it broke us, and thinking that's gonna be how we're gonna be come out of that brokenness, or we're gonna be put back together, you know, from that brokenness. No, that's what God does. God puts back the broken piece of whatever it is that's broken in your life. You know, make sure that you are going. You're a vessel. The Bible describes as vessels. Make sure you're going to the person that created you. You are a vessel, so you God created you as a vessel, so he is the potter. So go to the potter's house. Go to the potter's house so he can put you fix those broken pieces. And that was just one thing that was just on my heart right there. I want to go to Isaiah 64 and 8 here.
Uh-huh.
Give y'all a second to get there. Okay. Isaiah 64 and 8. Yes, Isaiah 64:8.
Amen. You're just now tuning in to the Preacher and Pastor Show. We're talking about in the potter's house, and right now we're going over to Isaiah. What is it again, Isaiah what?
Isaiah 64:8. Okay.
64:8.
Yeah. Now, Isaiah 64:8 reads, are you there? Okay.
Yes, amen.
But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, and we are clay, and thou art the potter, and all the works of thy hand. So this is telling you right there that, okay, we're just clay. We're just clay. So when he's trying to make an illustration of, you know, we're just a person, you know, that that you have put together, and we are the works of your hand. So we need to make sure that we always remember that. We always be in that place that, you know, we are in the hands of God and always be in his hands. One of my favorite scriptures that I like to read is John 15. It's Jesus saying, you know, abide in me and I will abide in you. Mm-hmm. So what that is saying is, what that says to me is that, you know, if I stay in the word stays in me. And we know that Jesus Christ is the Word. God is the Word. And this is how. This is how you are able to overcome all these things that you deal with in your life. Now, that is the way that I've got there. And I'm quite sure that anyone that believes in the Word of God, anytime that you get into that place in the Word of God, being in the potter's house, you know, and that's what it's talking about, you know, being in the potter's house, abiding in Christ, and Christ will abide in you. Trusting in Christ, and then you're trusting in his word, and your word lives in you.
and it'll put together all those broken pieces. I'm not the same person that I used to be, and it's not by anything I have said and done. It's by me believing in the Word. It's by me being in the Word. It's by me trusting in God. So I had to cast all my cares. I had to give it all to God. I had to stop doing and stop saying and stop trusting in people and start trusting in God.
Amen.
Be in the pot. Amen.
You're listening to the Preaching and Pastor Show. We're talking about in the Potter's House on today's show. It is, you were saying something, Pastor, here about knowing that we're in the hands of God, and He is the potter and we're the clay. To say that we are the clay acknowledges God's handiwork as a master potter of our physical body. And I want to go back to Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6. So the Bible says that the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went, and the Bible says, then I went down to the potter's house, and this is Jeremiah speaking, then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. So here when we look, when we look here in the Bible, what is the Bible saying here? As the potter molded or shaped a clay pot on the potter's wheel, so the defects are often appear, you know, when they first make it, and they go back and they smooth it out again, and they're working on the wheel until they get it right into how they want it to be, where the potter sees that it's good. So the potter had power over the clay. The clay didn't have power over the clay didn't have power over the clay. The clay did not have power over the potter. So to permit these defects to remain or to reshape the pot. So likewise, God had power to reshape the nation to conform to His purposes. So our strategy should not be to become mindless and passive on the aspect of clay, or one aspect of clay, but to be willing and receptive to God's impact on us. As we yield to God, He begins reshaping us into valuable vessels. Me and my husband, I always pray that God, let us be that vessel that you flow through, that the Holy Spirit can flow through in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So when we have that understanding that we are the clay and God is the potter, and that we, when He said go into the potter's house so He can make you over, so He can fix that is broken, He's asking us to come and repent so that He can fix us, remold us, reshape us, make us over, make us better, you know, fix that with what the world has torn down and how the world has led us astray and how the world has deceived us. He said, come into the potter's house. But before you can do that, I need you to repent and come into the potter's house. I can reshape you. I can get you back to where you were again, in a better place, in a peaceful place, when you allow God to be that in your life, come into the potter's house to be taken care of, to be fixed, because a lot of us are operating in brokenness, and a lot of times we think we're not broken, so we don't need to go to the potter's house because nothing is happening. We can't see that we are broken, that we're torn down, but it does get to the point where we start to feel broken and torn down and beat up and sick, and we want to come into the potter's house. We're looking for the potter's house to fix us and make us better again. But God is saying, before all that, before the destruction, before the pain, before the beat up, He's saying, come before it starts to show on the outside. Because a lot of times, I don't know if you can agree with me, pastors, a lot of times we can be sick, but it hasn't shown on the outside. And somebody would tell somebody, oh, you look good. They said, but I'm so sick. Well, you don't look like you're sick. But before it gets on the outside, so before all can see that you're tore down, you're beat up, you're sick, you're going through, you know, God can fix that is in you that's broken. Though you look good on the outside, we're talking about God fixing you what that is on the inside that the world has done, or what we have done to ourselves. So to say that, and again, as we're talking about in the potter's house and us being the clay and God being the potter, to say that we are clay in the hands of the potter acknowledges God's handiwork as the master of the potter, our creator of our physical body. It also recognizes God's authority to shape us inwardly, to spiritually fashion us into a vessel fit for His use, molded as an image of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul, we all know about Apostle Paul. If you read the Bible, we know who Apostle Paul is.
Apostle Paul says it greatly, and what I can say, Apostle Paul says God wants to form us into a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the mass prepared for every good work. And we find it in 2 Timothy 2. If y'all want to go away with me, in 2 Timothy 2, that's going to be verse 21. We're actually going to start at 20, I believe. Amen, 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 amen.
2 Timothy
2 and 21. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, we're going to start at 20, verse 20. So here it says, but in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified, useful for the master, prepared for good work. Verse 22 says, flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So when we're looking right here, when we look at these few verses here in the Bible, here Paul urged Timothy to be the kind of person Christ was, that Christ could use for his noblest purpose. And so when God is remolding us and reshaping us to be that, so we can be used, so we don't settle for less than God's highest and best, allow God to use you as an instrument of his will. Amen. And we just thank God. And in verse 22 here, it says, flee also you for lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, and love, peace, and those who call on the Lord out of their pure heart. So running away is sometimes considered cowardly, but wise people, you know, being wise, we realize that removing ourselves physically from temptation often can be the most courageous action to take. So Timothy, a young man, was warned to flee anything that produced evil thoughts. Do we have a reoccurring temptation that is difficult? Do you have a reoccurring temptation that is difficult to resist? So we have to remove ourselves physically from any situation that stimulates your desire to sin. Knowing when to run is important in spiritual battles, as knowing when and how to fight. So when we're looking at the scripture, how does it apply to us, that we can go back into the potter's house, you know, because the things in this world have allowed us to stray away, to be broken. We've been tempted to go in places that has broken us, that has broken, breaking us down. But now we can come back. I said, we can come back into the potter's house so I can fix you again, put you back together again so that I can use you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know what? Being in the potter's house, I look at that as being in that safe place or in that safe house. If you trust in God, you will always find yourself being in that place, you know, where you feel safe and where you feel comfortable. Now, for me, and there was one particular point in time in my life to where I knew that I needed to be in a place where I was loved, and that caused me to walk into the doors of a church. This one particular church that was right off airport. Because I had been out in this world, you know, I had been living here in Houston, I think at that point in time, about 11 years I was here. I moved there from Louisiana, and I wasn't in anybody's church, you know, and I really wasn't even reading the Word of God at all. So now I went from living in a small place, a very small place, where maybe about 2,000 to 3,000 people lived there in the whole town or the whole community, to a place to where there was 2,000 or 3,000 people that were living in the same apartment complex where I was living at. So that was a big transition for me. And I find myself, you know, as a young man, being in a lot of places. I didn't get into a lot of trouble down here, but I was in places where I could have been. I could have been guilty because of association. And a lot of those people that I was hanging around, I'm just going to tell the truth. A lot of people that I was hanging around then, you know, they were getting into a lot of trouble, so I was a part of that too. I just didn't get caught. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to be honest about it. And I saw some of them. They got locked up and going to jail. I even saw some of them that I was friends with. You know, they lost their lives out here. They really did. Which is the same thing that caused... Yeah, that's the same thing that'll cause you, you know, to look at yourself, and it'll cause some brokenness. Can you imagine one of your family members or one of your friends, somebody that you hang with every single day, and somebody take their life? Now, just that right there, that was a mental thing for me. That was a mental thing for me to see one of my friends, someone take his life, and then don't nobody know anything about it, and it just caused
a lot of stress. It just caused a lot of emotional things that were going on. And I needed to be in a place where I felt safe, and it wasn't out in the streets. Now, this world has a lot to offer these days, but the most of the thing that this world has to offer is death and destruction. Now, I found that out. Now, you can get good at it. You can be around it. You can act like the people that's out here in the streets, or you can act like the people, you know, that are in the workplace. You can do all that all you want, but you will experience that type of brokenness. You definitely will. I did it, and I found myself in God's house. I found myself, if I don't know to do anything else, I know to walk in God's house where I feel safe. And if it had not been for that safe place, if it had not walked into that safe place, then I would still be out there in those streets. When you don't put yourself in a place where you are safe, you find yourself being subjected to the very thing that brought you to church in the first place, or that called to bring you to that place where you need to read the Bible in the first place. If it had not been for your brokenness, you wouldn't even think that you even need the Word of God. You wouldn't acknowledge God that I need you at all if it had not been for that. I'm saying all that just to say, you know, that, hey, some things that you go through them because it was just that time and it was just that season, but you're not going to stay there for a long time because that broke you from who you used to be or how you used to act. But God is trying to make you out to be a new person, a new creature. When you receive Jesus Christ in your life, you are a new creature. Now, that's what the potter does. That's what the potter does. If you know that you are a vessel, and you know that you are broken, well, if you take yourself back to the person that actually made that vessel, or if you take this vessel back to the potter, they will take these pieces and they will mold it and put it back together again. But see, you have to be tried in the fire. You have to be tried in the fire because that's what a potter does. He molds this clay and he molds it out and he crafts it. Now, you're not going to look like any other vessel in there. You're going to have your own specific craftsmanship, and then they put you in the fire. Because when you come out of that fire, you'll be shining and you'll be looking better than what you did when you went in there. You're not broken anymore. And that's what God wants to do with us. God wants to do that thing with us. He wants to do a new thing in your life. And even if it take your brokenness, like it's a dead end, so see, it don't look like that to God. You give it to God, God can do anything. Now, there's most things that we cannot do, but God can do anything, and he'll do all things if you would just let him. Always keep yourself in that position, knowing that God is ready to do a new thing, and he's ready to do it right now. But you make the decision to take it over to him. How many things that are hurting you right now? How many things that you are worrying about right now? Bring it to the potter's house. Because all these things that are broken, all these things are considered brokenness, whatever it is. Amen.
I'm sorry, we're having some technical difficulties. Tell me if you can hear me now, Pastor. Hold on for just a second, you all. I think we're having some technical difficulties here. Let me bring Pastor back in. Can you hear me now?
Okay. I can hear you real good now.
All right. Thank you all again for tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We had a little technical difficulties, but all is well. We're talking about here today in the potter's house, and the potter wants to put you back together again. God is the potter, and we are the clay. And again, I'll repeat myself to say that we are clay. It acknowledges God's handiwork as the master potter of our physical body. So we know the story about Job. So in the midst of his suffering, Job reminded God, your hand shaped me and made me. And, you know, we can cry to God and say, God, it's you that made me, Lord God, not myself. So it's you that know all in all, Lord God. So, Lord, I need you to fix me. I'm broken. I'm sick. I can't go on. I'm all cried out, Lord God. And he said, come back to the potter's house. I can fix you. I'm the one that made you. I know every part of you. There's not one man alive that can tell you about you like I can. You can't even tell me about you like I can tell you about you because I'm the one who made you. So Job is saying here, will you now turn and destroy me? Remember that you molded me like clay. Will you now turn me to dust again? Because we know that we are created from the ground, and God, he's the one that bears life in it to us, that gave us life. So we look at scripture in Job 10, chapter 10, verse 8 through 9. You all, that's Job 10, chapter chapter 10, verse 8 through 9, it said, your hands have made me and fashioned me an intricate unity, yet you would destroy me. Remember, I pray that you have made me like clay, and will you turn me into dust again? This is what the Bible is saying, the recorded word of the Bible is saying here. And what it's saying to us is that understanding God is your maker. He is the creator of you. And if you can just get back to God and ask God to help you, come back to the potter's house and get back on the wheel and let God make you over again. Yes, we know you made a mistake. God knows you made a mistake. God knows that you're broken. A lot of times we put on a facade like everything is okay, but we're broken and tore up on the inside. Mm-hmm. We're acting like it's all good and we don't have no problem, but God can see y'all. He's saying repent and come back to the potter's house so I can put you back together again. When we look at Isaiah 29:16 here, and I'm going to go ahead and go to Isaiah 29:16. The Bible says, surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the thing made say of him who made it, he did not make me? Or shall the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding? So you're thinking that God does not understand where you are and what you need when he is the one that created you. You know, we're to a psychic. We're quick to run to these places. We're just quick to get somewhere instead of getting with God and getting back and running to the potter's house, running back to God and saying, Lord, change me. Lord, help me. When you get back with God, you get restoration. You get healing. You get deliverance. You get set free. You get peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. You get joy, unspeakable joy. I mean the joy where all you can do is just smile and say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And people don't understand this joy because it's not the joy that the world gives. It's the joy that God gives, and it's unspeakable. You can't even open your mouth to begin to say anything. You're just so full of joy. When you get back in the potter's house, when you get back in the hands of God, he can transform your life. The Bible says, be transformed. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, the renewing of your mind. And it starts with your mind to decide, you know what, I'm going to get back to God. I'm going to get back in the hands of God, for he has a whole world in his hands. For it's he that made me and not myself. You can't tell God, well, how are you going to fix me? He's the one that created you, you know. And just like my husband said, if you buy something from somewhere and it's broken, you take it to the person who make it. You take it back to the person who you bought it from and make it. Either going to replace it. And guess what? They've made several, you know, perfectly so that they can replace that you have. So, amen. And we just thank God that we can get back. We can get back, go back and get into the potter's house. I don't know about you all, but I've been in the potter's house. You know, I've been through things where I had to get with God, get back in God, and get back on that wheel. You know, but I was willing and ready. And God wants us to come willing and ready on our own. We don't want to have to be forced to get back on the wheel, you know, but to be ready and ready to go back and repent. We must repent first, repent and go to God so he can make us, put us back together again. Amen.
Amen. Who really wants to admit that they are broken, though, Pastor? I mean, preacher. Who wants to admit that they really are broken about things?
Somebody, you know, that's tired. Somebody that's tired and they're tired of going through. I always say this, when people get exhausted, most people don't get tired, they get exhausted, they get beat down at things, we're about to give up, and it's sad to say they'll wait till they get to that point. And it happens with a lot of us when we get exhausted, when we all cried out, when we beat down, then we must say, look, I am broken. Some people have pride where they won't admit that they are broken and won't ever get the help that they need, but, you know, to answer that question, I would have to say when a person gets to a point where they're exhausted, you know, to really realize, you know what, I'm broken and I need God to fix me.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, drugs not fixing it, you know, smoking not fixing it, sex not fixing it, the world can't fix it, doctor don't know what's wrong with me, my husband can't help me, my wife can't help me, my children can't help me, my money ain't no good, it can't help me, you know, I'm tired, nothing here is helping me. I need to get back to the one that created me, that know all things about me and everything that's in this world. I need to get back in the potter's house so I can be put back together again.
Yes, that's definitely what we need to do. But most of the people in this world, and that includes me, that includes you, you know, at some point in time in life, you know, we were a broken people, and then we were hanging around people that were broken, and broke people break people. I mean, that's just what it is. Broke people break people. I want to recruit you over to feel like I feel.
My Lord.
And that's just what it is. If you're happy, and I've been that place to where I used to go to work, and I'm in a good spirit. I done woke up, you know, I mean, everything seemed like it's going good, and
before I could even get 2 miles down the road, somebody done cut me off on the street, and here it is. It done caused me to feel a way that I didn't feel when I got up in the morning. Okay, it didn't stop right there. And now when I got to work, here there's somebody, they having a bad morning, and they want to see me. I'm coming, I'm happy. So now you got to recruit me over to feel like you feel. Oh, ain't no way that nobody's that happy. You can't come in happy early in the morning. I'm over here feeling sad. Oh, yeah. And they would say things and they would do things just to try to get you to come out of your character, to come out of your happy. See, that's what Satan does. True. You know, Satan does that. And he usually wanted to broke people, break people. Broken people,
true,
break people. And they do it with their words. They do it with their actions. They do it. You can even be in a relationship with somebody. Now, you are in a place where, you know, you're all right. You know, you're happy. But because you're someone that they're dealing with a lot of stress, they're dealing with a lot of worry, they're dealing with a lot of issues from their past, you better believe if they're not giving that over to God, then they're going to give it to somewhere. You're laying right there beside them, so they're going to give it to you.
It's true.
So you,
that's true. It's true.
That is definitely true. You're going to be recruited over to brokenness as well, because it's that thing that Satan does. You know, he just wants to keep you in that place to where you don't trust God. He wants to keep you in that place where you just keep on remembering what happened. He want to keep you in that place where you done laid hands, or somebody done laid hands on your side. Now, that pain done went away, but here it is, that pain want to come back. And instead of you doing the same thing, going back to God, and now you want to go somewhere else to try to find another way to, you know, that worked, but that, you know, now it done came back. Well, no, it came back because, you know, that's what Satan wants to do. He want to use the same thing that worked last time to see if it worked this time. You trusted God last time, or are you going to trust God every time?
Yes.
Broke people break people. What it is. Broke people break people. People that have been called, and people that have given their lives over to Christ, if you are still attached to those that have not given their lives over to Christ, there will be a battle. There will be a battle. Either you're going to convert them over, or they're going to convert you over. What it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are to love each other anyhow.
Yes.
But most of the time, when someone that loves is in the room with someone that hates, hate and love are going to fight.
Mm-hmm,
broken
mm-hmm.
people break people. Psalms 55. But that's what God comes to do. God comes to mend all broken relationships. All broken relationships. The whole thing about the first covenant that was given to Moses, and the whole thing about the covenant of grace, you know, that was given to all men, is for mending back the relationship that man is to have, relationship that we have with each other should be the same thing. I should be able to talk to you about things that are broken. I should be able to talk to you about the things that are bothering you or things that are worrying you. And the same thing with me, we should be able to do that with each other. That's the way that we're going to be able to live in a relationship. Now, that was on my heart to say. I don't know who I'm talking to. I might be just talking to myself, but that was on my heart to say. Let's go to Psalms 55. We'll just read a few verses right here in Psalms 55.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Psalms 55 says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I mourn and I complain and make a lot of noise. This is make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppressor of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and the wrath, they hate me. Says, my heart is sore, pain within me, and the terrors of death, you know, fall upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I say, that I have the wings of a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Now, right here over here in Psalm 55, this is talking about that brokenness, people that are broken, that are, they would oppress you.
Mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing everybody has some brokenness, but you have to be that person to know that You know, just because someone is broken from something, you know, you need to love them anyhow, because that's what God does for us. Now, God knows that we are broken. And we're not living in this world alone. We are living in this world either we're with somebody, or we are dating somebody, or we know somebody. We're all experiencing some type of brokenness. But this thing, you know, that is causing us to be in that place of brokenness, bring it on into the potter's house. He'll put you back together again. But see, you got to let him bring it on in.
It's true.
And if somebody tells you something, most of the time when people love you, they're not telling you something to continue to break you. They're telling you something because it is breaking you, and it is causing you to, it's causing you and them to be separated and broken more than what it's supposed to be. Now, I've heard coach people that don't be on football teams or basketball teams or some type of team, the coach would tell them where they're messing up. Now, they're supposed to make a left hand layup, and here he is, they were trying to go over here and go up with the right hand all the time. And they wonder why. Okay, you made the shot, but you made the shot with the wrong hand. And the coach would give them a lot of criticism, would criticize them. And the coach would not let them just continue to do the same thing that you've been doing. The reason why the coach don't let them do the same thing they've been doing, because, see, you have a relationship with your team. Now, we are counting on you to do it how you're supposed to do it. Now, you do it the way you want to do it, you're going to lead us to a place where we're going to lose. And that's the same type of attitude what we have in our relationship. We want to continue to do things the way we've been doing it. We want to continue to say things how we've been saying it. And we're thinking that the persons or the people that we're with to just fall in line and just accept that, you know, hey, I see that you're broken right there, and all right, I'm just going to have to deal with that for the rest of our life. No, it don't work like that. Give it all over to God. Because God is already there. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you and your mate, or you and your best friend, or you and your mom, or you and your dad, or whoever it is. He's waiting on y'all to come on in to the potter's house. And we do that through Christ Jesus. If you did not know, you do it through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Just entering into the preaching and pastor's house, we're talking about in the potter's house. The potter wants to put you back together again, and understanding what the scripture is saying, understanding that we are the clay and God is the potter that can transform, that can fix that is broken in us. It's never too late to come back in. As long as you have breath in your body and life, you have the opportunity. So we just thank God for the day that we have the opportunity to get back in God's hands, to go into the potter's house to be fixed from what the world has broken and tore down in us. So, as we know, the dominant theme in Scripture is a simple one. God is the divine power, the divine potter, and humanity is the clay. So it is another way to express God's sovereignty over all people, over everything. It's a way to express our need to yield to his divine plan, a way to encourage us to find the purpose for which we have been made, a way to accept the divine purpose for all of God's handiwork. God's hands forms our life. He knows everything about us. He knows the beginning of us. He knows everything that's going to happen in the middle, and he knows the end of us and what's to come after this life. So our life results in our life rests in God's hands. So we should rest in him and know and be sure that we can put it all in his hand, leave it in God's hand. Allow, when I say that, putting your whole self, giving your whole self to God, allowing God to do all in you to fix. So like a skilled potter, he knows how to apply precise pressure, when to relax his grip, how to score our life with his fingernail, how to squeeze and nudge, all of which increases our fitness as a vessel for his use, not for man's use, but for God's use. So at times the master potter places us in the kiln where the fires of life. It turns us into a stronger vessels, you know, not to melt us or take us away or bring us down, but to make us stronger. Amen. And so it is just for us to have divine understanding. So we ask God to give us divine understanding and knowing that he that formed us and that he that can change us and to make us better and to make us older, to remold us. That is my prayer, that God will remold me, you know, Lord, put me back on the wheel, Lord God, and remold me, change me, turn me into what you want me to be. Lord, fix that is broken in me. I always pray that prayer, fix that is broken, mend the tear. And a lot of times we think about, you know, being broken. A lot of times we're broken not just from relationships, but our bodies are broken, like physically. You know, we're dealing with all kind of ailments, sicknesses and diseases known and unknown to men. And God can fix that in us, but we just have to bring it all over to him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor's Show, we're talking about in the Potter's house. And I want to do this because I want to go and pray. I don't want to have to rush prayer tonight. I definitely want to pray that God would help us. You know, we ask for God to help us, help everyone that's online tonight, whether you're called in or whether you're actually on the site, on Blog Radio. We're going to pray for you all. But Pastor, I want you to go over the song because my husband's been singing the song all day. I want to kind of break down what that song is saying. God wants to put you back together again, the Potter's house. You don't have to try to sing it to perfection, but kind of give the words to that song.
You're
going to put me on the spot to sing it. But I'm not saying, you know all the words. The Potter wants to put you back together. I mean, just the song, you've been singing it all day, and I appreciate it. It's been a joy. It's been such a joy today.
That was actually a different song. That was a different song than I think it was Tamara.
Oh yeah, it was a different song. You were playing all day. Yes, that was a different song.
Yes, that song that I was singing. Yes, this song was on my heart. I woke up with this song. It was just in my mind. It ministered to me all night. This songwriter, what he says is that, so you have entered into this building, and you have brought all your burdens and your pain. But he said, I have a message for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you to know that how you leave here, you won't be the same. So basically what he's saying is, and I've just been singing that all day long. And I was like, okay, well, obviously, God, you want me to know that. God wants you to bring all of your burdens and all of your pain to him. Don't bring it over here to Big Mama and Big Daddy. Hold on. You're going to let me find the song. That song was called. Wait a minute. Let me look.
We're talking about In the Potter's House. Mm-hmm.
No, not
together.
That song.
I know, but I know the one that you were today. It's a really good song. Thank God for it. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about In the Potter's House, and God wants to put you back together again. I know a lot of us are feeling brokenness. We lost our loved ones. We're dealing with things in our bodies. We're dealing with broken relationships. We're just feeling broken and depressed. So God says, I want to put you back together again, and we have to repent and come to God. But we must repent.
Yeah,
you have to repent of those
now,
things
song,
that we've
I
done in this
song.
World. What
I
is it
found
called?
The song. The song is called "Broken, But I'm Healed."
Broken, but I'm
by
healed.
By Brian Cage. Broken, but I'm healed.
Broken,
by Brian
but I'm
Cage.
Healed.
This song has been ministering to me all day long, all morning long. I got up. I had a dance. I had a praise dance. If you was that a praise dance?
Oh, that was a praise dance. Yeah, I thought you were going.
That was a praise dance.
Yeah, he was dancing and everything.
I had a praise dance, all day long. I've been singing this song, and, I've just been enjoying today. You know, this has just been one of those days to where, sometimes you wake up in the morning and, you may not be feeling good. You might just be feeling like, this is going to be a bad day.
If you can hear it, can you hear the song? Can you hear it?
Yes, I can hear the song.
You said yeah?
Yes, I can hear it. Yeah, Lord.
I hope you all can hear it. I'm
going to
play just a little bit of that.
For you today.
Yes, Lord.
That when you leave here.
Yes, Lord.
Won't be the same.
Yes, go to the Potter's house.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That song.
I just had to play
that song. You just reminded me, a lot of times we will find what it is that we're looking for, we'll find it through music.
Yeah.
Most people, you will read the word, but music has a lot of ministry in it. It's the word of God. It's just in a form of music. And do both.
Thank you, Lord.
Do both. Make sure that you are in the word of God. Make sure you are praising God, through song and all different kind of. You can find ministry in all different kind of ways. But that
yes.
is a way.
Amen.
That is a way to keep you in rest. Music
Amen.
When it ministers to you, it'll keep you in rest. Amen.
Amen, amen. Just tuning in to the Potter's, to the Potter's house. If you just tuning in to the preacher and the pastor
yes.
show, we're talking about in the Potter's house. As we wrap up the last few minutes of the show, our Heavenly Father wants to use the events that we encounter in this world each day as tools with which to shape and sculpt us into the image of Christ. He wants us to, he wants to deepen our faith. A lot of us are needing that faith, to our faith to be increased, and he wants to deepen our faith to develop within us the quality of perseverance, and to make us watertight containers of his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness, his gentleness, and self-control, which are the fruits of the Spirit. When we experience pressure, we can visualize the skillful hands of the divine potter using it for good in our lives, trusting him, trusting God. We can echo the prayer of Isaiah, but now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter, and all we are the work of your hand. O Lord, help us, Father God. Change us, O God. Make
yes.
us more like you. Sometimes we think we're unusable, even unredeemable. We've done something for which we feel shame and guilt, and we think God can no longer use us. Our problems are occasionally of our own making, and our pain may arise from our own stupidity of things that we've caused to happen to ourselves. But when we bring our sin to the Lord and confess it earnestly, nail it to the cross of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and surrender it to the power of his shed blood, God can take our sin and shame from us and then mold us into a vessel that glorifies him. Amen. And let us pray, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for
yes,
every listener
you,
tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for life,
yes,
health, and strength, Lord God.
Father.
I ask that you bless every household here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ
of
Nazareth. Father
Jesus.
God, for we know that your God is omnipotent, omnipresent, that there's nowhere that we can go that you cannot reach us. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that on tonight, Father God, that we have surrendered all over to you, our body, our whole body, soul, and spirit to you, Father God, that you can remold us, reshape us, oh God, make us the way that you want us to be, Father God, that we went out into this world and we've broken ourselves down, we've broken ourselves into pieces, allowing things and listening to other people and other gods, oh God, that we made our gods. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we repent right now
yes,
and we turn back
Lord
to you,
Jesus.
Lord, that you can make us over, oh God. We come back into the potter's house, oh God. Do what only you can do in the name of Jesus Christ and change, oh God, and make
in
us more like you,
Jesus.
Oh God. For we are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We're not moved by reason. We're only moved by your spirit and by your word, oh God. And we know your voice and we hear your voice and we refuse to follow strangers according to John 10:27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth according to Psalms 112:2. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to extend in us your territories to fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord,
yes,
six souls that are
Jesus.
Sick and broken
yes,
on the line tonight, Father God. Lord, deliver us, oh God, from ourselves, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Deliver us from every plan and agenda and trickery
of
the enemy
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mother God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness
Lord.
For your name's sake, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless us. Lord, we praise you and we bless you. We worship you, Lord God. And we commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just
in
want to say thank you, Lord. We release
thank
all
you,
things into your hands, and we commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. We ask for your help, O God, that you give us the word that you want us to get to others. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you
in
take out
of
us, add to us, and do to us anything that you want. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that your word that we read would be engrafted into us and become part of us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and emotions, and will. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare by your power that you are helping us right now and causing us to be bold, doubtless, fearless, confident, and intrepid, valiant, and steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you deliver
Jesus.
Us where we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, Lord God. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait. Lord, we come to receive our miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance, miracles of being set free right
yes.
now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to your name, God.
Lord, we ask you to be able to speak and to do your perfect will in this life for you, for us, and for our family. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that's just new each day. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over all that's listening, over our family members, our loved ones, and all that we have in love, and all that you will give us, and all that you've done, and all that you're about to do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all that you're doing right now. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, today's topic was in the Potter's house. At this time, we're going to have our food for God from Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. Amen. What a great clear. Yes. You know, what if there's someone online that does not understand what they what we mean when we say the Potter's house? We're talking about, you know, being in the kingdom, you know, in God's kingdom. We're talking about coming to the throne of grace. We're talking about coming to the Lord. That's what we're talking about, being in that Potter's house, you know, being in that place to where you're in prayer, you know, being in that place to where, you know, that your eyes are literally flipping through the Bible and the scriptures, and you're being in that place to where you can be fixed. That's what we're talking about when we talk about being in the Potter's house. You be in that place. So we thank God, you know, for the word that went forth for today. Now I have a scripture that I want to read that comes from Proverbs 3 and 9. Proverbs 3 and 9 reads, "Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with thy first fruit, all thy increase." Now, what that means is, I know what it means, but what this right here is saying is, honor the Lord in everything that you do, in everything situation, everything that you say, everything that you have, you know, first with your first fruit. That's talking about your money. That's talking about your time. That's talking about whatever situation that you're in, or anything that you do. You know, go to God first. Anything that that's pertaining to you and your life, you know, give it to God first. Ask the Holy Spirit to be able to show you first. You know, honor with your first fruit every single time of your life. You'll find yourself being in a better place in life. Amen.
Amen. Just tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show. We were talking about today in the Potter's house, and we just thank God for this topic tonight, to know that we can come back to the Potter's house so God can fix us and put us back together again. But I do want to say is we talk to God and we speak to God and we ask God to have his own way. And, Lord, have thy own way. Thou art the potter and we are the clay. Mold us and make us after thy will. While we are waiting, we yield and we stand still, waiting on God to fix us, not to move before time, but, God, your time. We just thank God. I want to remind you all that we do have Bible study on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Again, that number to call on Wednesday for our prayer conference is 978-990-5417. Access code is 434-1580 pound. It's from 7 to 7:30. We just want to give you the word, give you something to eat off of, and get on off the line with you all, not to rush it, but just, you know, to give you enough so when we come back next time, you know, you'll be ready for more, you know. So we'll 7 to 7:30, so just make sure that you all are on time, online at 7, because it's only 30 minutes. God bless you all. We thank you all for tuning in tonight. God bless you. May God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you, heal you, and protect you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we love you. And again, God bless you. All right, y'all have a good night. Tomorrow night, we'll be back on the air, 8 p.m., the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Good night, babe. Love you.
Good night. I love you.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight? Yeah. I don't even know where my life would be if you didn't show your love. We're buying.